The independent map amendment is not dead in the water, hopefully just delayed. To talk about its status, we have Rod Joy from the independent map amendment folks. Hi, Ra, how you doing?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for coming on. This is something that who doesn't want this? Well, Madigan doesn't want it. The Democrats don't want it.
Well, I think all of your listeners would agree that the status quo has failed us miserably in Springfield. But as bad as things are, the status quo has its defenders. So entrenched political interests have filed a lawsuit to try to prevent voters from having an opportunity to amend our own state constitution. And really, this really is a battle for power and whether politicians will continue to wield all the power or whether we can give more muscle to the voters of Illinois.
Going into this, you understood it to work how? You collect so many signatures, and how many signatures did you gather?
Well, it's incredibly difficult to amend the Constitution through a citizen-led initiative. It's a very high bar. So we're required, first and foremost, to secure enough valid petition signatures of more than 8% of the folks who voted in the last race for governor. And we, in fact, collected over 560,000 signatures from voters all across the state. So we cleared that high bar. We're eager to get this measure on the ballot so voters can weigh in for themselves on redistricting. But right now, this has become a legal battle that's in the high court. As you know well, a circuit court judge ruled last month that the measure, in her view, went too far, and now this fight is in the state's highest court. We're thrilled that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear this case on an expedited schedule. We're hopeful that the court will recognize that the framers of the 1970 Constitution identified redistricting as the exact type of measure that they had in mind for a citizen-led initiative, and we're really hopeful that voters will have an opportunity to weigh in on this important issue in November.
And one of the guys responsible for that Constitution is Mike Madigan, and it was a Madigan attorney that presented his case to this Cook County Circuit judge who ruled that it isn't going to go any further, so you got to take it to the Supreme Court. Talk about the history. You mentioned at the top of the conversation how hard it is to amend a citizen-driven amendment to the Constitution. It's only happened one time since 1970.
It's pretty amazing. Although voters have this power, in theory, embedded in the Constitution, to amend the Constitution, it's become kind of like a Halley's Comet sighting. It's something that only happens once in a lifetime. And in fact, there's only been one successful citizen-led ballot initiative, and that was the cutback amendment led by Pat Cannon in 1980. Our good government colleagues at the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform released a report about a week ago that was pretty striking, and it found that of the 128 citizen-led state ballot initiatives over the last 10 years, there's been zero from Illinois. 16 states have this power. California, in the last 10 years, has passed 30 citizen-led ballot initiatives. We've passed zero. This is a really serious public policy question for the state of Illinois. Do we, the people, truly have the power to amend our own state constitution? We're 3-for-3 in terms of the courts recognizing that redistricting is fair game for a citizen-led initiative. Clearly, the framers of the 1970 Constitution identified redistricting as inbound. In 2014, Judge Mary Mikva ruled that fair maps is fair game. And the silver lining in Circuit Court Judge Larson's ruling, and she also agreed that redistricting fits within Article 14, Section 3. The challenge is, and based on Judge Larson's very narrow interpretation, it's incredibly difficult to create any measure of distance between the fox and the hen house. You know, the whole intent of the Independent Map Amendment is to create a independent, nonpartisan commission to draw our legislative boundaries. Judge Larson's ruling is essentially making it impossible to separate the fox from the hen house in this instance.
Talking with Ra Joy, he's with the folks with Independent Map Amendment. So the state Supreme Court is going to hear this. And if it doesn't rule in your favor, what's the next step?
Well, we're hopeful that they will rule in our favor. And regardless of their decision, it will provide some much-needed guidance on precisely what can be accomplished through Article 14, Section 3. I'm an eternal optimist, so we're hoping for the best. We'll know really soon. The final briefs were submitted this week. The date that we kind of have circled in red on our calendar here is August 26th. That's the date that ballots need to be certified. So we anticipate a decision at some point in the lead up to the 26th. You know, this really is about fair and competitive elections in Illinois. I think all of your listeners would agree that competitive elections are a key part of a thriving democracy. Yet in Illinois, competitive elections have kind of become like an endangered species. You know, this fall, 60% of races for the state legislature are unopposed. Mm-hmm. You know, there's one person who's just going to step in, and that would be akin to turning on your TV, watching the Rio Olympics, and there's only one competitor competing for the gold medal, and that's just fundamentally unfair. So we're, again, hopeful, Scott, that the court will identify, just like the framers of the 1970 Constitution, that this is certainly something that the voters should have an opportunity to decide for themselves.
You know, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, but, you know, I read about this, the fact that you've tried this and failed at once, and you're trying it again, and it's getting all tied up in the courts, and Mike Madigan and his people are against it. Right there should throw a red flag or a flare. Why would he be against this? Why would Madigan be against? Who knows? But this is why so many people have become disenchanted with the whole process. And that's why Trump's got the support he does.
Yeah, you know, and we try not to make this about hating the players. We just fundamentally want to change the game. We have a view that, you know, the key ingredients to building a healthier democracy in Illinois, first and foremost, we have to change the rules, the fundamental rules that govern political participation. And the second thing that we need to do is we need to get more people tuned in and actively involved in civic life. How can we get more people engaged and involved? And when your vote doesn't count, or when the election is already decided, that's something that it essentially, you know, it eliminates competition, it erodes public trust, and it all but guarantees incumbent power. So we're eager to change the game, and we're eager to get more voters from all political persuasions, all walks of life, all corners of the state, more actively involved in our government.
Yeah, well, there's really nothing more our listeners can do that are in favor of this. You're just hoping that you can get this all tied up by the 26th. If everything worked out your way, would it be on the ballot in November?
Absolutely. And I would say there is some things your listeners can do. Redistricting is a very complex and complicated issue. You know, we want to raise awareness about redistricting, what it is, why it matters, and what reform looks like. So we would encourage all of your listeners to visit mapamendment.org. Even if the court rules in our favor, our work is far from over. We have to, you know, make sure people know about this issue and they're poised and prepared to vote the right way in November. And that's a heavy, heavy lift to really engage in a robust statewide public education campaign. That will be a lot of an opportunity to dig into that work.
All right. Good luck. I'm not as optimistic as you are, but you've got a lot of time invested in this, so I hope things work out for you. And by the way, we put on our Facebook page a link to your website so people can check that out.
Terrific. Scott, thanks so much for shining a light on this issue.
All right. Thanks, Rock. Good luck to you.